Tom Slate, President and CEO, U.S. Grains Council.
Tom, give me a sense for what the mood has been like as people from all over the globe have gathered here in Minneapolis to talk about trade. You know, from my vantage point, I think about the situation with China and so much concern surrounding that, but I'm sensing a lot of optimism here.
Yeah, again, you have the whole world, over 35 countries represented here, and there is a very positive buzz about trade with the United States. I mean, yes, there's some concerns here and there, and yes, we've had to talk to some people here and there about what's going on, and that's part of the reason why they're here, too, to find out, see for themselves what's going on with U.S. trade, how we look about as trade. But in this meeting here itself, our export exchange, we're seeing a very positive energy within the hallways, your business going on. We'll find out, hopefully, after it's all said and done, how much business did take place, but it's a good, positive vibration here.
Always difficult to talk about politics, but when you think about 8 years with the Obama administration, maybe even going back further than that, and now with the Trump administration and the various approaches to trade, how does that shape or even dictate the work that you do in other countries?
I think, you know, it always affects it, yes. But our core belief is that, you know, the world belongs to those who show up, that we want to have a constant presence in these marketplaces. And that's what we've been doing since 1959 for the U.S. Grains Council. So it's important that we have this network of consultants and full-time representatives around the world that keep constant conversation with these folks, these important buyers for U.S. agricultural products. And that relationship is really the key. Yes, the policies will affect the trends here and there, but those core relationships, those last for a very, very long time.
Where you're seeing the trade growth and potential, what in your opinion is behind that? Is it the quality of U.S. grains? Is it price? What is it?
I think right now we're very competitive on price. There's no question about it. I know farmers would like to see that price a little bit higher. But the world is responding to a very competitive price. And that, you know, when we have different trade flows, I mean, China's buying more of their corn from Ukraine and Russia and places like that. So we're seeing market growth in places like Saudi Arabia, the Middle East, really exploding in terms of demand. We're filling that demand that was originally coming from the Black Sea. So we're seeing those kinds of changes. Again, strong demand in Mexico. We talked about that already, Latin America in general. And, you know, new places, South Asia, India, Pakistan, Myanmar. So there's a lot of different things going on that sort of changing market patterns, new partners. That's what it's always about.
Many of our farmer listeners grow corn, and I'm sure they're curious about who wants to buy corn from the U.S., and maybe it's not just corn, but it's the byproducts of corn, like ethanol and dry distillers' grains. What are you seeing transpire for the global corn market, and where you see the most growth potential?
Well, like I say, I think we're seeing a lot still. There's a lot of demand growth in the Western Hemisphere, our own hemisphere, Mexico. We're not done growing there. As well as other places, Peru, Colombia, Central America, seeing strong growth there. But like I said, we're seeing strong growth in the Middle East, Africa starting to see some signs of growth, South Asia, India, Pakistan, Myanmar, Bangladesh. You know, they're wanting to buy our grains, and we have to get them more familiar with our system, and Southeast Asia, of course. But also not neglecting our key loyal markets, Japan, Korea, and Taiwan. We're about to look into a free trade agreement with Japan. That's very, very important. So I think, you know, they're going to see that, but they see a growing markets for ethanol, and those are different markets. We're going to set a record on ethanol exports this year. Mexico, Brazil, India, hopefully China gets back into the mix, but other markets as well, Philippines. There's a very complex mix, and it's starting to really make a difference now on producers' bottom line because of these exports.
What's the next step for U.S. ethanol exports? Do you see the growth as gradual, or could we see a real jumping off point here in the next year, 5 years, 10 years?
I think it could be both, really, Mark. I mean, you know, it'll be gradual, yes. But if we can get some key policy changes, for instance, Mexico and Japan, our Japanese director has a great saying. He says, we've unlocked the door for U.S. ethanol sales. Now we have to push that door open. And then, of course, the big one is going to be China. That's the one we can gain the most. That's where we can see the largest growth, and perhaps even overnight, if something gets negotiated out there, we get better trade relationships with China. But other than that, you're going to see some solid growth there, possibly the UK if we have an agreement with the Great Britain. Again, Southeast Asia, Vietnam, Philippines, you know, solid markets and growing. There's a lot of good potential out there. So it's going to be a little bit of both, depending on policies, really.
You can offer unique insight on this because USGC has boots on the ground all over the globe. And so when we hear political leaders that are posturing in many cases, you hear that rhetoric. But when you're having face-to-face conversations with buyers like the ones that are here this week in Minneapolis, what are those conversations like? Are they a lot more positive than what we hear in the press?
I think people here are business people, and they want to do business. And that's what you're hearing out in the hallways. You know, what is your origination? What are you looking like in terms of production? Things like that, key questions, you know, credit, you know, watching the value of the dollar. I think all those things are coming into play more than politics right now.
Almost like politics need to get out of the way so business can be done.
Yeah, that in a way, yes. Yeah, that would be great, yeah.
Anything else you want to make sure we talk about today, Tom?
No, just that, you know, the world is growing, and there's good growth for all of U.S. agriculture with the international marketplace, and we're trying to make it happen here in Minneapolis.
All right, I appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Mark, thank you.